It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in a comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast.
I'm so very excited to have Naveen Jain here for the first guest of season two. Naveen is an incredible individual. He is an entrepreneur driven to solve the big problems facing today's world. He is the founder of Viome, Moon Express, InfoSpace, and other successful companies. Moon Express is the only company in the world with permission to harvest resources from the moon, developing the infrastructure needed to push humanity forward towards a true multiplanetary society. And Viome's goal is to make illness optional. Having developed the world's largest database of microbial gene expression, Viome is able to analyze gut microbiome and identify predictive markers of chronic diseases to inform personalized nutrition to prevent and reverse chronic diseases. Naveen has been the recipient of many honors for his entrepreneurial successes, including the Top 20 Entrepreneurs and Lifetime Achievement Award for the leadership by Red Herring. He was labeled the most creative person by Fast Company. And overall, he's just an incredible individual, and I'm so excited to welcome him today to the show. Now for a quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are purely the opinions of the authors. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any diseases. This is not medical advice or treatment recommendations. Always seek the guidance of your healthcare professional or physician whenever you have any questions about your specific health or any medical conditions. So let's jump into it.
So welcome, Naveen. I'm so very excited to have you here today. Thanks for being my guest.
Well, first of all, Crystal, it's an absolute honor and a pleasure because you are a woman of my mind. I mean, we think alike, and we really, you know, the idea of your mindset really has an impact on your health, and your gut has an impact on your mind. And unless you can really start to look at the holistically the body, we are not just a bunch of components tied together by a rope. We really are work as one body as a whole. And I was just, in fact, just telling Deepak that, you know, Deepak Chopra, that you and I both know, is that really we as human beings are really an ecosystem within the larger universal ecosystem. And, you know, when this ecosystem outside of us is imbalanced, when we really not really living in nature and we're destroying the planetary biome, it impacts our health. And when we destroy the ecosystem inside us, you know, 40 trillion of these microorganisms, all of that changes who we are, our mental health, our physical health, and how we call chronic diseases.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. I think part of the big mission that I have is trying to kind of combine the Western and Eastern principles. And I think in Western medicine, with my traditional medical training, it was missing that deeper spiritual part of well-being and wellness. And, you know, the mind and the body and the spirit, it's all connected. So that's really my passion, is to help educate people about that. Because I think sometimes, especially those in the medical profession, they're very analytical. And I say they, I mean, I was there too, but it kind of used that part of your brain where it's all research-based, it's all science, but there's more to it. You know, there's more to us as human beings than what research shows. So I'm just excited to have a conversation with you today and kind of dive deeper into all of the things that you've been up to.
Absolutely. Krista, I just want to point out, when people say that somehow the, you know, we talk about the gut health or the importance of gut, and when you say there is not a research, there are at least 10,000 placebo-controlled research papers. In fact, just last week, there were papers on gut health and depression, gut health and Parkinson's, gut health and Alzheimer's and, you know, dementia. And here is more important, when your gut is not balanced, not only it is now involved in many types of cancer, even the cure for cancer, how if effective it is actually also depends on the microorganism. So I think it is very proven science. It is not some voodoo that, hey, you just close your eyes and you imagine and your cancer is gone. You really, when you fix your gut health, your immunotherapy, your chemotherapy, and in fact, the microorganisms that are actually inside the tumor, all of that change. And you and I both know we have had enough people who were told that they couldn't live more than 6 months. And, you know, 6 years later, they're still alive. There is something magical happening here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the science now, like you said, about gut health, there's more and more coming out. So I totally agree. That is now at the place where we're proving that, you know, the validity of all the things I think people have known for a while. I want to really dive deeper to kind of get to where you started off with this. I mean, you're such an inspiring individual. You're doing such innovative things and you have such big dreams and big goals and visions for your life. And it inspires everyone around you. So I'm curious, like, where did that begin? Have you always had that spark, just knowing that you were kind of meant to do really great things?
Well, you know, each one of us are born with a purpose. And some of us are fortunate enough to find our purpose, find our North Star, and actually go out and do something about it. A lot of humanity is living in this world of what I call sleep, you know, the sleep cycle. They literally are sleeping. They want a smooth life. And I just never understood this concept, right? The only way medical practitioners know that you are alive, because first thing what they do is they touch your heartbeat. Do you still have a heartbeat left in you? And when you have a heartbeat, you know you are alive. What does a heartbeat look like? It looks like up and down and up and down. And when you have a smooth line, you're dead. Now, why wouldn't you want to live your life like your heartbeat? It is ups and down. You expect it and you accept it. And you know when you are down, you hunker down and you know the next beat is going to be up. And when you're on top of that beat, never get too cocky because you have to remember the winter is coming. The next beat is going to be down, right? And you don't want to ever live a life when there's nothing is happening. When you're living a smooth life, you're living a dead life. You're living a life of a dead person. That is not we as humans. We have a purpose in life. And sometimes I, you know, get into these arguments with friends that how is it they really find that, oh, now I'm 50, I spend 8-10 hours a day playing golf. And I'm thinking, if your life amounts to chasing a small ball and putting it in a hole and you find satisfaction in that, maybe you have lost your soul. Maybe you lost your purpose. And I just hate to even say it. Maybe it's time to stop being a parasite on humanity and call it a day and go off.
Oh, boy. You know, you have such a drive. So you're a very motivated person. You're a go-getter. And I can tell that if you have a vision, you're going to go all in. You're going to go for it. And that is something that, you know, I try and inspire others to have that spark. And it's not always easy, I think, for people to really discover their passion, discover their purpose. So do you have any tips for people on how to become more, I guess, more action takers? You know, like maybe some people have an idea, but fear is holding them back, or, you know, old beliefs about themselves are holding them back. So do you have any tips for people to really start taking action?
Well, first of all, Crystal, you are obviously our preaching this. You are, so anything I say, I'm preaching to the choir here. You know it all, right? So there's nothing here that I'm going to tell you that's anything new here. But what I find really amazing is people, I don't know what you're doing, but when you wake up in the morning and you don't jump out of the bed, all I can tell you is whatever you're working on, quit it that day, because that is not your purpose. That is not what you're really obsessed about. People talk about this, having this passion for what you do. To me, the passion is for hobbies. Passion is for losers. The true entrepreneurs, people who go out and make things happen. Obsession is what drives them. They go to sleep thinking about solving this problem. They jump out of the bed wanting to solve that problem. And you know, in some sense, your belief system of whether you believe something is possible or something is not possible is what determines whether you actually can do this or not do it, right? So only, you know, always remember the day before anything, day before any breakthrough, it's a crazy idea. And day after the breakthrough, it's an obvious idea. Now, the question really is, are you the person who's going to go out and have that breakthrough idea and prove all the naysayers no? And one thing I personally find is once you fall in love with yourself, and I don't mean become self-conceited and going out for a spa and falling in love with yourself. What I really mean is you're not looking for someone else's approval. And once you get to a point where you don't really let someone outside you define who you are and looking for their approval to find out if you're really doing the right thing or the wrong thing, you can just believe in yourself and you keep moving forward. Let everyone tell you, you can't do it. Well, you don't come from people. You don't know people in this industry. How can you do it? You know nothing about this. How can you do it? You're poor enough. You're not rich enough. You are not good looking enough. You don't have the brain. Yeah, people will have all the things. And all you have to say is, thank you very much. Someday you'll get to know me better. Let's talk later, right? And you move on. You don't let someone else bring you down. So one of the things I do is anyone who is around you, and if they're not uplifting you, they're not supporting you, and they in fact are pulling you down, just get rid of them. I mean, you really don't need negativity in your life. So fall in love with yourself. Get rid of all the negative people in your life. And start to believe that when you close your eyes and you can describe the world you want to create in such vivid details, that if you can do that, I can tell you that you can create that world. Because when you can start to look at the world as if it is so real that you can feel it, you can touch it, you can smell it, you can create it, right? And that's really what it takes, is to find out what you're willing to die for and then live for it.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. You know, I think upon reflection, like those big aha moments for me have come after intense struggle, like big life events, you know, my mom's cancer diagnosis, like that, those just life altering moments where I really started to question, how am I living my life? How do I want to show up in the world? Where am I holding myself back? But the biggest piece for me that I got out of that is it took away that fear of judgment. It creeps back in here and there, but it really was, once that was gone, I felt like, here I go. Like I want to really reach my ultimate potential. And that was such a huge, huge turning point for me. And I'm curious for you, if you've had any moments like that where, you know, there was something really big came out of struggle.
Yeah, so the point is every downbeat really brings you that upbeat that we were talking about. And I want to just push you a little bit more because, you know, the things that you were able to realize for yourself, that you were prisoner of your own belief system. You were taught in a medical school that you give me the ill and I'll give you the pill. And that was my only purpose in life. I don't need to understand what is causing what's an underlying root cause of that disease. All I need to do is get rid of the symptom for you. And now you become a lifetime subscriber. And that it's not that you were a bad person. It's not that people who are doctors are bad people. It is they just don't know any better. And when you start to open up your mind to this world out there, and it's not, you know, not a new science. Some of us start to think, oh my God, in the last 10 years, we have discovered that our gut health is really important to our overall health. And we say, you know, what a great discovery we are making in the last 10 years. Without realizing, 2,500 years ago, a Greek doctor named Hippocrates, what did he say? All diseases begin in the gut. Let food be thy medicine. Let thy medicine be the food. If you look at in the Chinese medicine, Indian medicine, you look at Ayurveda, they in fact have always treated the gut first before they treated anything, right? Mm-hmm. Chinese medicine, they have been doing a fecal transplant by giving you this yellow soup, right? So they have been really... They've been really, a lot of the times we have realized the underlying reason for our sickness is well within us. Happiness, when people say happiness inside you? Did they really mean that your gut microbiome actually bring you happiness?
Yeah, that's so fascinating. And I loved, you know, learning about all that in my integrative medicine fellowship. And it, you know, the Ayurveda especially, I think is so fascinating. And just all this medicine that's been around for so long, which I never learned about in, you know, traditional medical training. But what I really
ask you, I'm going to ask you now. So what is it that you learned? Because this is what people need to hear. You are a medical doctor. It's not like you poo-poo them. You're saying, look, that was one piece of the puzzle. I was missing this whole puzzle. So now when you move from being an MD to an integrative medicine, looking at it holistically, I would love for you to talk about it and say, what did you learn about gut health and about the overall health?
Yeah, well, for me, so I'm a physician assistant. So for me, it was even more, I think, outside of the box for me to kind of carve my own way, right?
Yeah.
As PAs, a lot of them, like you're under the umbrella of what the physician is kind of telling you to do. That said, I was really lucky that the physician I was working with was trained in functional medicine. Yeah. I had autonomy. So I was able to kind of carve my own path. But the difference, what I found when I was practicing in functional medicine, integrative psychiatry, is we were really trying to get to the root cause, right? And gut health, nutrition. Nutrition was huge. And that was never something that was really stressed. It was kind of brushed over in training. Like, oh yeah, you know, at the end of the appointment, you're like, okay, make sure you're eating healthy. Or it wasn't like the core part of the visit. So nutrition, gut health, also supplements, which I find so fascinating. You know, if you're not eating well, if you're not absorbing, then are you deficient in minerals? Are you deficient in vitamins? That impacts your mental health. That impacts your physical health. Inflammation, that's a huge one. So inflammation impacting, you know, so many different diseases physically, mentally. And where is inflammation coming from? Is it from bacteria? Is it from viruses? Is it from food? Is it from stress, environment? So just like this whole it was like an eye-opening experience for me. But then too, you know, the power of our beliefs and the power of really learning how to deal with thoughts, learning how to deal with self-talk, because wherever your mindset is, that's going to impact your ability to heal. So that's something that I'm very fascinated with. And then also I think spiritually, you know, where you stand in the world, what you connecting to something greater than yourself. And I think that is something really important for us as human beings and as, you know, souls to really evolve and to learn and to grow and to feel fulfilled. So that has just been, for me, learning more about the science behind behind all this and the research, because there is, like you said, there's great research there about the gut-brain connection, about, you know, even supplements, and I love adaptogens. And, you know, there's research there. I think it's just not being taught in the traditional models, which is what I'm excited about. Next month, I'm presenting at Rosalind Franklin University of Medicine and Science to the whole school about the gut-brain connection, because I just want more people to know about it.
Well, so I'm going to now take it from here and tell you what we have learned in the last 40 years. So 40 years ago, I was finishing up my space project, and it came to me that, you know, the next big problem I want to tackle this decade is the epidemic of chronic diseases. And I see billions of people are suffering from obesity, diabetes, heart diseases, depression, anxiety, autoimmune diseases, various types of cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. And why is it that more and more people are having chronic diseases? We, as our DNA hasn't really changed. And what really was to me was interesting thing was we said, look, science and the technology now exist for us to be able to analyze our human body and understand every biochemical activities that are happening inside the body. And can we really come up with a precision food and precision supplement for each individual based on what is happening inside their body? So there is no such thing. What we discovered was there is no such thing as universal healthy diet. So I thought I was really eating healthy. I used to eat spinach and kale and broccoli and Brussels sprout and cabbage and all the stuff that I thought was green and healthy. It turned out was exactly the thing that was causing inflammation in my body. I mean, it's really interesting. What I learned was, you know, so I started a company called Wyome, And what we do is we look at gut microbiome, we look at oral microbiome, we look at your blood to understand all the inflammatory markers, your cellular health, your mitochondrial health, your stress response health, and your immune health, right? So we look at all of that, including your gut health and your biological age. And you say, you know what, in my case, I was having a lot of high sulfide production in my gut. And sulfide was causing a lot of inflammation in my gut. And it turns out the foods like broccoli and Brussels sprout have very high amount of sulfate. That was actually the reason why I was having such a high inflammation. I was unable to digest the oxalic acid or oxalate in the spinach, and I ended up having a kidney stone. So all these things, I didn't even realize what was going on because I thought I was eating healthy. In fact, I thought I really wanted to eat a lot more protein because I'm a vegan to begin with, and I was going to eat a lot of protein. And my protein wasn't getting digested in my upper intestine, and it was being fermented, and it was releasing ammonia and putrescence that was causing even more inflammation. So once I did the test, it told me I need these digestive enzymes to be able to digest my protein. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to cut out these food, but the nutrition from these food is still needed. So it came as a supplement. And it's really interesting what we do now, Crystal, at Wyome. We actually analyze everything that's happening in your body. We tell you what your insights are, your sulfide production, your ammonia production, your cellular health, immune health, all these different things. And then we tell you, here are the foods you should avoid and why. Here are the foods you should eat and why. Here are all the nutrients your body needs in very specific dosage. So for me, it says I need 7.98 milligram of amylase. I need 77 milligram of lipase. I need 22 milligram of elderberry. I need 11 milligram of curcumin. And guess what? We make those supplements made to order just for you. It's not taking one pill from a red drawer, one from a pink drawer. We literally make a capsule with all the ingredients that your body needs. I needed 65 ingredients. I needed 8 types of probiotics, 6 types of prebiotics, and another 40 or so different minerals, food extracts, everything. And guess what? All of them come to me every month in my supplement pack, right? And they're made every month as my body changes. It gets adjusted. So every time we learn something new about you, we adjust them and we remake them for you because we're making them every single person every month. Now, that is the precision medicine. That is what this world needs.
That's incredible. And I'm just thinking about so many different things I want to start asking you. But when I was practicing, we would do things like nutrient testing and NutriVal and all that stuff. Yeah. What I struggled with as a clinician was I felt like in some cases people got scared. They felt overwhelmed. Oh my gosh, look at like it kind of showed them, oh, I must be sicker than I thought I was, or you know, someone came in feeling pretty good and they got a test that showed some different things. Mm-hmm. So I really was I would try and empower people, and that's really what I want to do. I really like how you have a specific plan as far as food recommendations, supplements. It makes it really simple so people can feel empowered. It's not like, oh, here you go, here's your results, and let's try this and see how you do. But my question is, how accurate is it? I know that some food sensitivity tests I've used, the accuracy is not so great. So I'm just wondering where things are at with that.
Honestly, the food sensitivity is completely a fake idea. In fact, food sensitivity shouldn't even exist largely. They come because somehow you have a leaky gut and the foods you're eating, you end up in your body and your immune system creates antibody against it. Now, you're not really sensitive to it other than having an antibody to it. And if you can fix your leaky gut, suddenly in 6 months, you will find all of your food sensitivities are gone. Point is, you never really have. People somehow created this marketing term called food sensitivity. There is really all they are measuring is IgG, which is an antibody to the food. Now, that is not called food sensitivity. Let's just be very clear. We made this marketing term to sell that IgG test. And as you pointed out, in fact, most medical practice will tell you that food sensitivity test is completely inaccurate and is not worth purpose. Guess what? We don't do that. We actually look at the underlying reason why do you have inflammation in your gut. So we look at, is it because you have high ammonia production? Is it because you have high lipopolysaccharide, LPS product? These are all inflammatory compounds. Why is it that you're not able to actually bring down this inflammation because you don't have a lot of anti-inflammatory compound like short chain fatty acid? Butyrate production is very low. So what you want to do is increase the butyrate production, reduce the lipopolysaccharide, reduce the sulfide, reduce the ammonia, and increase a lot more short chain fatty acid. That's what your body needs. Increase the production of vitamins, increase the production of other signaling molecules that are telling your immune system to calm down, right? And that is the trick. So we always believe the chronic diseases are the root, are actually driven by chronic inflammation. So chronic inflammation is the root cause of chronic diseases. And as we say, chronic diseases are really everything that we see, including aging. So it's very interesting that even the aging symptoms, we just published a paper in Cell, which actually shows that people age when their immune system, and especially your T cells, CD8 T cells, become exhausted. And they become exhausted because they have a constantly low-grade inflammation, which comes from multiple factors, primarily two factors. One is leaky gums. So when you have inflamed gums, guess what? There's 1 trillion microbes in our mouth that start to go in your blood, and they're constantly causing inflammation. 39 trillion microbes, which are bacteria, viruses, yeast, fungus, mold, they are in our gut. And where the tight junction of the gut is not there because of inflammation, these are always going into the blood, causing all types of low-grade chronic inflammation. And that, once you fix them, you will see your biological age comes down. So even though I am 61, my biological age is 49, right? So I'm able to, in fact, able to chronologically, even though I'm aging, which you want to keep doing, but you don't want your biological age to go up. So my hope really is by the time I'm 70, my chronological age should come down from 49 to 40. So I could reverse my, biological age. I can reverse my biological age while I'm continuing to increase my chronological age. And the many things that you talk about, Crystal, that what I love about is that reducing the stress, doing meditation, that impacts what happens in your gut. So it's a bi-directional connection through vagus nerve between gut and a brain. And there's some lot of research, and I want people who are listening to it to not just believe us, to go out and Google, type in a gut microbiome and addiction, gut microbiome and depression, gut microbiome and anxiety, gut microbiome and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And you would see there is tons of research that shows that Parkinson's starts in the gut 15 years before you see the first symptom. Depression is connected directly to your gut microbiome. And when you change your diet, we have now tens of thousands of people who tell us that the depression and anxiety is completely gone just by changing their diet. There's a research that just came out last month on, they took 18 people who were addiction, that have addiction to alcohol, did a fecal transplant, basically changing their microbiome, and their addiction completely went away. Now imagine, they did the same thing. They looked at 17 different tumors in the body, 17 different types of tumors. And they found there is a microbiome inside each tumor, protecting the tumor, and in fact, helping progress the tumor. Now imagine all these things today, if we could do it through food, diet, or sometimes a vaccine to be able to actually kill these tumors. So I don't think the day is far away. Within a decade, we will be able to get rid of cancer. We'll be able to get rid of most chronic diseases. And I really believe the chronic diseases will become truly a matter of choice, not a matter of bad luck. When someone gets cancer, we say, we are so sorry, that's a bad luck. I'm sorry to say that. It's not bad luck. These are bad choices we make along our life. And I hate to say that because you should never tell someone that they are, you know, they are the one who are guilty. But the fact is, You don't wake up in the morning and say, honey, I was out with the boys. I think I might have caught diabetes. Honey, I think I caught cancer last night. You don't catch these things. You develop them over a period of time. And these are preventable and these are reversible. So I think it's not bad luck or bad choices. And the problem is most people don't know when they are making bad choices. And our job, your job, Crystal, is to tell them, hey, this is not good for you. And here is why. And if you want to still do it, be my guest. And that's one reason when we started the company, it says Viome. Imagine living in a world where illness is optional. We didn't say where there is no illness, because if I said that, that says I have power to eliminate illness. We don't. But you have power to make yourself not sick. And that's really the message, empowering each individual to become CEO of their own health, empowering each individual to feel their actions have consequences. And I think to some extent, COVID has really taught us a lot. That our actions have our health consequences.
Yeah. I mean, all of that is so incredibly fascinating. And especially the fecal transplants. I've looked into that a lot. When I was practicing, I would see patients from all different autistic patients, all different sorts of things. But one study that I had read, which I found really fascinating, and it was on rats. But it was about, they did a fecal transplant in rats from, I think they took a human who was depressed, and they transplanted it into a rat, and then the rats became depressed. I was like, wow, that just to me was like mind blowing how.
And by the obesity, that was. They did the same thing for obesity. They literally interspecies, they took a fat person's microbiome, gave it to the rat, became fat, gave it from a thin person, it became thin. And here, another interesting thing that happened was, you know, there is fecal transplant in humans that is approved by FDA for C. diff infection, right?
Yeah.
And in a couple of cases, when they did the fecal transplant after the C. diff infection. In fact, the person became obese and depressed because the poop came from a person who was obese and depressed.
Wow. You know, what I love about Viome is I really love how it's individually based on what you can eat, what you can't eat, and how that can shift and change. Because right now, you know, I struggle with making blanket statements for everybody about nutrition because it is so individualized. And what I've been really saying to people is tune into your body. Your body's always giving you feedback. And the best that I've really had, which has been the most accurate I could find, is food, you know, elimination diets. And so with Viome, like do you have a percentage of accuracy as far as the results for people?
So it's very interesting. In fact, we're just publishing that. So we published a paper on, I don't know if you saw, Nature on oral cancer. With 98.7% accuracy, we are able to predict stage one oral cancer just by looking at your saliva. Right. We are just publishing a paper on efficacy for IBS, depression, and anxiety, and 36% improvement in IBS clinical score called IBS SSS, right? That's a symptom severity score. It by reduction by 36% just with nutrition and supplement. Mm-hmm. On depression, we reduce clinically the PHQ-9 score by 32%. On anxiety, we look at the GAD-7 score by 29%, right? So these are clinically 97% of our customers. They report getting better within 4 months, and they are five categories they always report. The weight loss, obesity, better mood, more energy, and digestive system, right? So bloating, I mean, a lot of people who have bloating, stomach, these are really about, you know, the SIBO issues or IBS issues and God forbid, IBD type of issues. And we have a lot of people who had autoimmune diseases. And again, remember, autoimmune diseases are biomimicry by these microorganisms releasing the protein that looks like our protein, and immune system attacks it, right? And there are a lot of research now that shows that a lot of the autoimmune diseases actually come from our gut microbiome and oral microbiome. And people need to realize that our body is like a donut. On the top of the tube, we have lots of microbes in our mouth. And when my mom would say, chew your food, she was talking about mixing, let oral microbiome transform your food into something that your gut microbiome can eat. And when you're not chewing your food, you're not getting that benefit. And then there was an acid in the stomach that would kill all of the oral microbes and all the microbes that are coming from the food, and then it will go to the gut. Now, many people who are taking anti-acid drugs and PPI drugs, and guess what's happening? All that, no longer these microbes and pathogens are getting killed. And that's the reason, by the way, so we're just going to be announcing one of the work we're doing is in colorectal cancer, where we found it's an oral microbe who's once, these are the people who are on PPI drugs, these oral microbes settle in the gut, and the activity of one of these microbes is almost 500 times higher in people with colorectal cancer versus not, right? Wow. And now imagine if you can develop a vaccine or be able to actually prevent from happening just by increasing the acid level in your gut, stomach.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. This is such fascinating stuff. Like, I was talking to my husband about chatting with you today, and he's like, can we try it? Can we do bio?
Of course.
Sure. So I was looking at your site, and it was saying, I believe, is it every 6 months that you recommend repeating the test?
Yeah. So basically, there's a plan we have called a precision plan, which essentially gives you a test when you start, and you get supplements, every supplement, food extracts, vitamins, minerals, herbs, digestive enzymes, amino acids, all your probiotics, all your prebiotics every month. And every 6 months you do a test and readjust everything. So literally all you do is a monthly fee, and you get your test every 6 months. You get your supplements, probiotics, prebiotics, everything you need. And it's really becomes a lifestyle. So instead of paying the doctor, you actually now staying healthy.
Yeah, that's great. And if people wanted more support, let's say they wanted to do this, but they wanted maybe more handholding, or do you have, like, do you recommend them that they talk to their healthcare professional, or do you have, you know, do you work with any clinics or anything that they are familiar with your testing?
Yes, honestly, we have not done a good job on creating this network of what I call the nutritional coaches and health coaches. And because we believe, you know, it's so intuitive that we give you everything we need, you need, and why. What's surprising to us, Crystal, was, and I think that's one reason we have not quite gone there. 67% of the people tell us that they follow our recommendations most of the time, and about 10% people follow all the time, like a Bible, right? Mm-hmm. So now 77% of our people are always following our recommendation most of the time or all the time. To me, that's such high compliance rate. I just feel that people can, of course, have the nutritionist. They should go to their health coaches and nutritionists.
Yeah, I feel like for this sort of thing, yeah, people definitely would need to be seeing someone educated, like in functional medicine or integrative medicine, so that they have insights. But it is very straightforward, though. And I was
Could they call you if people who are doing a Viome test, and obviously you should do it with your husband and do a test for yourself, get thing, and then maybe people can call you and get the advice from you.
So, well, I'm not doing one-on-ones clinically anymore. So I'm more doing like groups, you know, so I've kind of gotten away from, just because I can't give medical advice without that patient-provider relationship. Yeah. But I would just suggest for people out there, you know, to look for a functional medicine, integrative medicine doctor if they needed more support. Yeah. But it is very straightforward. Like, looking through on the website, it was like, it made complete sense. It felt like it was very easy to follow.
Thanks, Krista.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to just talk about kind of one other thing. And
please.
Before we jump into that, though, where can people get the test? Is it biome.com, or what's the website?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. V as in Victor, IOME.com. So biome.com. You know, the Indians can pronounce the word V. So I always have to like, Viome. It's like, well, okay. V as in Victor.
I'll put it in the episode details as well, so people can find it there. But before we're coming to an end, but before we do that, I really want to talk about mindset, because, you know, we chatted a little bit about that at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, I saw a couple of your interviews before, and they were talking about the billionaire mindset. And that just sounds so expansive, you know, and I think, you know, you hear a lot like the millionaire mindset, this kind of mindset, that kind of mindset. So I was curious if you have any thoughts on that, kind of that, the greatness of, I guess, the billionaire mindset, and what tips you may have for people to really think big.
Well, so first thing is this mindset of scarcity, that somehow the things are in finite quantity. And that means if I get something, someone else doesn't get it. That means I have to fight for it, because it's really in. Whereas You know, we don't, as humans, fight over things that we believe are in abundance. You rarely see people fighting over air. We could be 50,000 people in an arena, and we could all be enjoying the game without slapping the guy next to us and say, "You're breathing my air." Why is that? Because we believe the oxygen air is in abundance, so we don't fight over it. Now imagine, what if the energy is the next air? What if the food is the next air? It is in abundance so much that it doesn't matter how much you want. You can have as much as you need, and it'll never be, you know, never be out of it, right? The reason to believe that is the things we fight over are land, water, and energy, right? These are the things we fight over as humanity. Now, if you look up in the space, we, as our spacecraft, we call planet Earth, is a tiny dot in our own solar system. Our solar system is negligible. It's not even visible in our own galaxy. Our galaxy couldn't be seen in our Milky Way. Our Milky Way could not be seen in our universe. And our universe may be a tiny dot in this multiverse. Where is that scarcity coming from? We have all the places we could live. Our mindset somehow says, this is the only planet we can live on. And that's a scarcity mindset. What if we could live on the moon? What if we could live on the Mars? What if we could live on Venus? What if we go beyond our solar system, live on a different galaxy altogether? And people say, how can you possibly live there? Well, that point is, why not? So when you ask yourself, we can't do something, guess what? It becomes impossible for you. Mm-hmm. When you say, ask yourself a slightly different question, what would it take for us to be able to live on the moon? Now you say, to live on the moon, we need to be able to not just find a way to grow the food, because that's the wrong question. You have to say, why do we eat food? Why do we need to live on the moon? We need energy. We need nutrition. What if we can get energy from photosynthesis like plants do? What if we can get energy from radiation like bacteria do? What if we can get energy from other media? What if we can get nutrition from hydrogen and oxygen from water, right? And suddenly the problem that looked impossible starts to look like a solvable problem, right? Mm-hmm. The second thing of mindset is believing in yourself, that what you can't achieve, only things we can't achieve are the things we can't imagine. And that's the reason science fiction is such a great way of actually creating this intellectual curiosity. So to me, the biggest thing I find is the day you stop learning, the day you stop being intellectually curious is the day you actually die. After that, you're just living a life of a zombie. You're really living a dead life. So if you are, in fact, just yesterday, I was having this recording with Deepak Chopra, and we talked about something really interesting he said. He says, you start aging the day you stop growing, right? He said, if you're growing, you're not aging. And growing means intellectually growing, emotionally growing, spiritually growing. And as long as you're growing, you're not aging. And when you stop growing is when the aging starts.
Yeah. No, that's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. And I think that's why you're such a great innovator. You know, you're asking different questions. I think that's such a big part of it.
Well, Crystal, it's been such an honor and a pleasure to be speaking with you. And I just want to tell you that my hat's off to you, people like you, who dedicate their life and their time to bringing this message of hope and message of possibilities to millions of people out there. Without people like you, there'll be millions of people who will never get to hear what is possible for them to be able to achieve their full potential. So my hat's off to you for what you do, Crystal.
Thank you so much, Naveen. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on. This was such a rich conversation. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Crystal.
Everyone check out Viome. Thanks, Naveen. Have a great rest of your
day.
Thank
you, Crystal.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Live Greatly podcast today. You can learn more about me and Live Greatly at www.livegreatly.co. Make sure to check out my Instagram page at livegreatly_co. And please subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Share it with your friends and family. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.